B-Pod Studios.
Live from the Roy Brown Studio, it is the Rap Party Podcast from the Manny Roy and Laurent Show.
Listen, we just need to change the radio station to my name. I'm on too much.
Roy 95.1.
People love you in the afternoon, man.
It's just taking off. It's a bigger show than this. And they're going to move our afternoon show to the afternoons.
Our morning show to the afternoons?
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, it is your Wednesday edition of the Rap Party Podcast. We got into a lot of different things today.
For the first time, I did the first break of the day from my car on the way in, which was funny.
You were running late?
I was running late. I don't ever run late, and I ran late this morning.
And so you called from the car, and then I felt like you got here really fast. Were you going above the speed limit to get here?
Of course I was.
Oh, Roy, don't admit it.
I even had this moment where, speaking of me doing afternoons, I even had this moment where I was like, maybe I should just call out and stay home. And I was like, but I do two shows. How does one call out when they do two shows?
The station falls apart if you call out.
You gotta get a home studio built, bud.
So I can all do it from there?
Yeah, do it
I can
home.
Check in with you guys.
Like Seacrest does.
Hey, guys, I'm sick today. I'm in my home studio.
Elvis Duran's never in the studio. He's always out somewhere at some satellite studio.
That. He's been very mobile lately. Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. He goes around. He's probably like, I'll resign my contract. You can have me back, but I want my vacation days, and I'll just...
If I want to go stay the night somewhere, I can, as long as I can go to a studio.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, it'd be nice to have the company bent over a barrel like that, huh?
No,
very
we don't,
few
yeah.
people have that. Howard has it. Elvis probably. Seacrest.
Well, but advertisers truly love advertising on the show. We have that just by a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, well, we also don't have 25 years like a lot of these shows.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Anywho, so today also on the show, we talked about how you could go over to kiss951.com and vote on which MRL show member you want to be your Valentine. And yesterday, Loren said, I'm pregnant, so obviously I put out, so vote for me.
Right.
Did that help her vote at all?
I don't
Nicole,
think so.
Is she in? We know Nicole's in first place, and I have a theory on that.
Why Nicole's in first place?
Yeah, but first tell us if Loren's in second place.
All right, hold on. No, Loren is still in third place.
Ah, so even you saying I put out.
But she has gone up in votes.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that you think Nicole is in first place because she threatens everybody that vote for me or I'll curb stomp you.
That's how I feel.
I feel like she's in first place because she's the single one on the show.
Oh, so people want to...
people just feel like I think someone...
It's sexier when they're single.
And also they'd be like, I don't want to vote for Manny. He's married.
Also, being pregnant is not the sexiest thing I've ever done, so... Yeah,
there's some people into that.
Yeah.
There are people that are into that.
Probably a very small percentage. Mm.
Well, hey, you went up in votes, so...
Okay, they just felt bad for me.
I feel like I see more of your baby bump today. Mm.
Yo, I had this conversation with my doctor yesterday. I said... I literally feel like my stomach has exploded in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I don't feel like myself. Like, I just, like, this isn't normal. Like, I've been pregnant before. I know what normal feels like, and I don't feel normal.
The baby grew a lot, like, in a week.
Do you go see who was
your... Or I ate a lot. I don't know.
The baby doctor or regular doctor?
Baby doctor.
Oh, yeah. So the baby doctor knows what your body's going through.
Yeah, but she's like, it's
normal. Did
he
tell you,
Oh, it's a woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did she tell you that, it's normal?
Good.
Go on.
Yeah, I mean, she did say, she's like, it's normal. She's like, you know, your body has memory when you're pregnant. So, like, at some point, you're going to feel like you're farther along than what you are because it's your second pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, but, you know, you can go to Target or get Spanx or, like, whatever to, like, not hold your stomach in but give you a little bit more support so that you don't feel like you're overextending. And I was like, well, I haven't, you know, just felt like myself. I've been really tired. I've been kind of lethargic. And she's like, well, you know, I just think that's the virus that you had last week because you had a cold. And I was like, well, does a virus make you cry uncontrollably at random times for pretty much no reason? And she's like, no, that's called pregnancy. And I was like, okay, touche. But, like, I'm not a super emotional person. So, like,
hormones,
my
man.
Son wouldn't eat dinner last night. Like, I broke down, like... I just felt like the worst mom sending him to bed with no dinner. Like, he literally would not eat anything.
Okay.
And I cried about it all friggin' night.
Oh, is that what kept you up?
I was upset about that. And then I was upset because I just don't feel normal. Yeah. You know,
and Dal's not there.
Dal's not there. Elena had the night off, so she was out, and I was like all by myself with all of
and
these feelings and my thoughts.
Elena's posting her drinking a margarita, Lorenzo Pear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, you should be like my parents. Well, they'll eat when they're hungry.
Yeah, that's what my parents say.
But that is typically how I am. And last night, and I was tired. And
By the way, we got into that just to get to where Lorraine was in the Valentine's Day score. We took a little bit of a detour.
Blurt it out. Diary of the mouth, girl. It's the Rap Party Podcast.
Yeah.
Well, Roy, you're the one that said her belly's sticking out more than it used to.
Well, I looked over, and the way she was standing, her belly was pushed on top of the table, and I could see it.
I'm leaving.
Welcome to my life. I'm going to get adjusted today. I need to feel better. I feel like if I get my back adjusted, it also helps my whole body, like, line up.
Yeah.
And I need that.
I just need to get back into my regimen. Like, I need to get back on the Peloton. I need to, start drinking my juices again. And like, you know, when you're on vacation, we were in New York this weekend. I ate a bunch of crap, I'm sure. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you already off your Peloton?
No, I just haven't been for a week because I was sick last week.
I heard there's dust on it.
When was the last time anybody used the Peloton? Over a week?
You're not supposed to work out when you're sick.
Yeah, but Elena or Dal can use the Peloton that she had.
Well, Dal's was out of town. Elena used it while we were gone.
Okay.
So it's still getting the use. I just haven't used it since last Tuesday. Because I wasn't feeling good, and then we were away this weekend, and now I it's not that I don't feel good, I just don't feel like my peppy self, and I've had so much energy this pregnancy that this isn't normal for me. So I just feel like if I can get back on the Peloton, go home today, take like a four-hour nap. Yeah, because if I can leave now, I can get home and fall asleep and then be up by the time Cash gets home from school and gets up from his nap, which gives me about a 3.5 hour window.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get out of here. Well, that's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Wait, what was your... Oh, no, you already said your theory on the Valentine's Day. I felt like we were missing something.
No. Yeah. I mean, my theory was that Nicole being single means that people are just going to naturally vote for the single person on the show. Not to say that you're not loved. You probably are the most loved person on the show, followed by Roy, followed by Lorraine, followed by me.
Yeah, you're the villain. You're the villain of the show.
Someone's got to do it.
Yes, I'm okay with that. I do take solace in like setting you guys up. I love that.
Yeah.
Or
I love making you guys
drama.
Look good. I stir the pot though.
You are really good at that.
But that's good. Like to me, that's good. That makes good radio and that makes good conversation.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. What? You would never stir. Who stirred the pot on the Bob show?
No, I was agreeing with you.
Bob?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the best.
He'd throw you under the bus in 2 seconds.
See, I don't throw people under the bus, though.
Yeah, we are pretty respectful about secrets that we don't throw
out
there.
Which is why we made the gossip box. All right. So the last thing that we can talk about today is we touched on it on a podcast before, then finally I mentioned it on the radio today.
The CVS thing?
The CVS thing. Yes, absolutely. The CVS thing. No, Pete, we forgot to mention CVS today.
I know. We didn't have a time for it.
Ugh.
We don't talk enough on the radio. We need to talk more.
No,
yeah,
we should have bailed off the office conversation and talked about the CVS. Although the office thing was your blog idea that I read, which I thought was interesting.
I did get a text about the office conversation. So it resonated with somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm the one who said it, and it didn't even resonate with me. How about that?
Roy wrote it. I had to remind him that Roy wrote it.
I wrote it and spoke about it on the radio, and I'm like, this is trash.
Well, you have to understand. I mean, 3/4 of our audience goes into an office.
Yeah. No, I do find some offices fun. Like Sterling's office is one of those where it's community spaces, and so you have to just, like, find a seat.
Like Google?
But then it's unspoken rules about who sits where, which I think is pretty funny.
Mm.
It's like our parking situation, but in an office.
And by the way, our parking situation is fucked right now because somebody's in my spot.
Yeah, and I keep that son of a bitch this morning because they're stealing our spots.
Not safe for work, people. that person's not leaving, Roy, because that car is in the same spot as it was for 24 hours.
I know. And by the way, in case the car does get keyed and the police get this audio.
I saw Roy do it.
No, you did not. I was making a joke.
Remember the unrespectful thing?
I'm a comedian. It's all fun and games.
And by the way, my belly.
Yesterday when Roy came in, he go like, I mean, wholeheartedly was like, you need to tell the intern not to park there. And I'm like, it ain't my intern, bro.
All finger pointing.
Yeah.
But it normally is.
Yeah,
it normally is.
It is easy to point the finger at the intern. Plus, we have a new batch, and I don't know if you have the talk with them about where they need to park.
She does. She sees how dramatic we are about parking here.
If we have to walk 5 additional feet than what we normally do, all hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It is so funny. But, yeah, anyway, we'll talk about CBS. I don't know.
Let's just drop it.
Yeah,
no
drop it.
About CBS.
It. We'll go watch the Facebook at Lee Insta Live.
It's gone.
Okay. And then
I'm done.
All right, we're done. We got to let Loren go home and nap, everybody.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.